So tell me, St. Aram, what brings you here today? Okay. Well, let's see if PAF can't do something about that. We'll start with an assessment. We'll start with this.
Who's that?
That's Calvin's friend, Darnell. Hi, Darnell. Hi, Darnell.
Who's Darnell?
It's Calvin's friend. It's Calvin's friend. From St. Elm. From St. Elm. He's from St. Elm.
Darnell? Darnell? Who's that?
Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. For example, smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. Today, we're going to be testing St. Aram for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're not going to test any one individual. Instead, we'll be testing St. Aram as a whole. I'm asking individuals to call in to 0323226909. Again, dial 0323226909 to be a part of this assessment of St. Aram for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 0323226909 and we'll get started. I know St. Aram has had some concerns over the years about the familiar and the unfamiliar. I hope this testing will put those concerns to rest or otherwise give us some sense of what might be done about them. First, I'll need to get some initial information from St. Aram. Please temporarily turn off your radio or change to another station.
Smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. For example, smells can evoke memories more easily than our other senses. Strong déjà vu is often preceded by a certain smell. Take note of what you are smelling now. If you are at home, close your eyes tightly. If you are driving, close your eyes very tightly. I'm going to count slowly to 25. Count along with me, in your head or out loud. When I start counting, please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Count along with me, in your head or out loud, until you reach 25. When you reach 25, return to this broadcast for additional instructions. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14 14 14 14 14 14 14 14 14 14 14 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14
about 30 times together. In doing so, you may begin to doubt that door is a real word. That is the feeling of jamais vu. After this experiment, we will hear a story about Calvin and Darnell.
Say the word door with me. About once a second. Say the word door along with me. Door. 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 Door.
So I'm a theater critic. I used to be very often in theater. And sometimes it can happen that you see a performance that is so strange or bad, even, I don't know, or beyond any border, that suddenly you, in your head, you take 5 step backs and you don't see the performance anymore, but you start looking to the public and wondering, like, who are we sitting together here watching this? And then it gets very interesting again, in a way. But it's like a total detachment of something that you see on stage. But because you do it together with other people, that situation becomes to be very strange. Jamais vu.
It's an interesting question. It depends on what level. Not in the same magical level of a déjà vu, but with detachment, yes. I could feel like something is suddenly very strange for me, even though it was close to me with in some sort of intimacy.
Yeah, with a word, especially. When, you know, like looking at the word for a long time or repeating a word.
A sip of imbalanced informed his exit.
Well, that's interesting. I don't recall ever experiencing that, but at the same time, also, like, I don't think I've ever really heard the expression jamais vu until you all talked to me about it or, like, mentioned it. And it also made me wonder this thing of, like, would I really have, like, remembered these deja vu experiences, like, as such, if I did not already have this, like, this understanding that this was, like, this word and this concept that, like, other people had presented to me before? So I do not know about the jamais vu.
What is this experience of the familiar becoming unfamiliar and the unfamiliar becoming familiar? At school, Calvin and Darnell are friends. But Calvin is often afraid of Darnell too. He's afraid of what Darnell might do to him, or what Darnell might do to other people around town, his friends or family. Dial 03-2322-6909 to be a part of this assessment of St. Aram for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 03-2322-6909 and we'll ask you some questions about your own experiences. Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station.
Say the word look with me. We're going to say it 30 times, about once a second. Look. 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 Look.
Yes, Calvin. It's a friend of mine.
Darnell was maybe a basketball player. His dad was American and his mom was a religious woman in Jerusalem that went out of religion. He was wild, a wild kid, just has no boundaries, pushing the limits, but at the same time just very, very cool. Like he has swag.
A single vessel of glamorous new Mexican liquor.
No. Calvin Klein, but no real Calvin.
I can think of a comic book about Calvin, but that's it.
We are testing St. Aram for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're asking individuals to call in to 03-2322-6909. Again, just dial 03-2322-6909 to be a part of the assessment of St. Aram for déjà vu and jamais vu. Just dial 03-2322-6909 and we'll ask you some questions. We'd like to know if any of you had the experience of door or look becoming an unreal word. Again, dial 03-2322-6909 to be a part of this assessment. 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. Let's try another one.
Along with me, I would like you to say the sentence, Darnell is here. We're going to say it 30 times, about once every 2 seconds. I'll start now. Darnell is here. 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 Darnell is here.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25. We're testing Saint Aram for déjà vu, the feeling that something novel has happened before, and jamais vu, the feeling that something familiar has never happened before. We're asking individuals to call in to 03-23-22-6909. Again, dial 03-23-22-6909 to be a part of the discussion of Calvin and Darnell. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and we'll ask you some questions, such as, are you afraid of Darnell?
I never knew what j'aime vous is, but it happened to me for a few years that I would look in the mirror and completely be surprised of the figure that I see in front of me, asking, how could this be me? So me and my friend, we called it knock-knock situation.
Non, mais j'ai déjà vu des scènes, des choses qui me disent que c'est du déjà vu. Ou des artistes avec qui je discute, que j'ai déjà discuté avec eux du même sujet, mais il y a 2-3 ans.
Yes, I've experienced that. Actually, I don't think I can remember one. Because it's like such a weird thing. I can't remember one right now, I can't tell you. It's not like a memory, it's like a gap in between memories.
Please temporarily turn off your radio or change to another station.
This time, I would like you to simply listen to the short phrase, New Mexican liquor. This time, do not say it along with me. I'm going to say it 30 times, about once every 2 seconds. This time, I'm asking you to simply listen. I'll start now. New Mexican liquor. 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 New Mexican liquor.
At some point, you may have felt that the phrase New Mexican liquor became unreal and that it was a phrase that you had never heard before. We are asking individuals to call in to 03-23-22-6909 and let us know what they experienced. At school, Calvin and Darnell are friends. But Calvin is often afraid of Darnell too. Afraid of what he'll do to Calvin and other people around town. Calvin's mother shouted, "Look, Calvin, look!" as Darnell stepped out of the neighbor's garage. A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
"Look, Calvin!" "Look, look, he's coming! He's coming, look!"
Calvin just knew Darnell had done something bad over there at the neighbor's. Darnell threw to the ground a dark glass vessel of glamorous New Mexican liquor.
Usually what I would describe as déjà vu would be a very, very quick sensation and unfamiliar sensation that feels familiar at the same time. Sometimes I do discover that it was a dream of mine, but sometimes it's not a dream. It's just a memory, I don't know, coming from where.
Something between sleeping and being awake, but you have it when you are awake. It's like strange. Or that you dreamt the night before that you are in a situation where you are in now.
It's hard. They come and go, and it's just like I know the feeling of just being connected to the place where I am, that it feels not connected to this situation, but just part of it, a part of me is in it when I'm conscious in that feeling.
A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
I know Calvin Klein, a designer. Not personally, but I know his name. I don't know anyone who's got like that, actually.
Oh God, Calvin. Look, Calvin, look, he's coming. He's coming.
Oh, Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin. Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Jesus. Calvin. Look. Look. Look.
Look, he's here. Darnell is here. Look, Calvin. Look. 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 Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin, Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Now, we're going to listen to the sound of bottles breaking. We're going to listen to the sound 30 times. We'd like to know if any of you have had the experience of this nonverbal sound becoming unreal or somehow unfamiliar. Dial 03-2322-6909 to be a part of this assessment. 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. Dial 03-2322-6909. Dial 03-2322-6909. 03-2322-6909. Let's try it.
We're going to listen to the sound of about 30 bottles breaking. We'll start now.
Please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. You see, Calvin and Darnell were friends. But Calvin got too afraid of Darnell to stay friends. Afraid of what he'd do to Calvin or other people around town. To be a part of our assessment of St. Aram, just dial 03-2322-6909, and we'll ask you some questions such as, why would Calvin stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here. Oh, Calvin, Calvin. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Don't get the door. Darnell is here. Darnell is here.
This time, in response to me, I would like you to answer the question, why do you stay friends with Darnell? You can answer in your head or out loud, but your answer should always be, because he's my friend. I'm going to ask the question 30 times, about once every 5 seconds. Again, when I ask the question, your answer should always be, because he's my friend. Our host will join us for the first few examples. We'll start now. Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Because he's my friend.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell? 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 Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell? Why do you stay friends with Darnell? Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Calvin, why do you stay friends with Darnell?
He was more like he was an outsider, but he was cool enough for everybody to love him. He didn't need to be a bully. He was like, it was just cool.
I don't know any Darnell.
A sip of imbalance informed his exit.
Une gorgée de déséquilibre informait sa sortie.
Strong déjà vu can often be preceded by a feeling of nausea. Take note if you are feeling nauseated right now. If you are at home, clench your stomach muscles tightly. If you are in your car, roll up the windows tightly on all sides.
Colby?
Look!
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Darnell is here.
Look.
Don't get the door!
Look!
Darnell is
here. Look.
Darnell is
why
here.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Look.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay friends
with Darnell? Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Look.
Look.
Darnell is here.
Darnell
is
don't
here.
Don't get the door. Look.
Kobe?
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay friends with
Darnell? Why Darnell is here?
Kobe?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay
don't
friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Luke, Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't
get the door. Why do you
don't
get the door? Darnell?
Why do
don't
you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door, Luke.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Why do you
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Don't get
Darnell
the door.
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Look. Why do you stay
Luke,
friends with Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Don't get the
Luke.
Door.
Look.
Why do you stay friends
Luke.
With Darnell?
Why do you stay
why?
Friends with Darnell?
Don't
get the
door.
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Don't get the door, Luke. Darnell
don't get
here.
The door.
Don't get the door.
Darnell is here.
Luke, why
Darnell
you stay friends
why
with Darnell?
Do you stay friends
Darnell
with Darnell?
Is here. Colvin?
Luke,
why
do you
stay
friends,
friends
with
Darnell?
Darnell,
Darnell is here.
Darnell,
Darnell is here.
Don't get the door.
Don't get the door, Luke. Why do you
don't
stay friends with Darnell?
Door.
Don't get the door.
Darnell
don't
is here.
Don't get the door.
Why do you
Darnell
stay
is here.
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Look.
Don't get the door.
Look.
Colvin.
Don't get the door.
Why do you stay,
why
friends,
do you
with
stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Darnell is here.
Darnell
is here.
Don't get the door.
Why don't get the door.
With why you
don't get the door.
Darnell. Don't get
don't
the door.
Get. Darnell is here.
Look.
Darnell is here.
Look.
Look. Why do you stay Darnell friends with
here.
Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
The door.
Darnell is here.
Darnell is here.
Why do
don't get the door!
Look!
Look, why do you stay friends
look.
With Darnell?
Look! Look.
Darnell
why
is
do
here.
You stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the door.
Look!
Darnell is here.
Why,
why do you stay friends,
friends
with Darnell?
Don't
Darnell.
Get the door. Don't get the door.
Don't get the door. Look.
Darnell
why
is
do you stay
here.
Friends with Darnell? Don't get the door.
Darnell is
don't
here.
Get the door.
Darnell
is
here.
Why do you
Darnell
stay friends
here.
With Darnell?
Why do you stay friends with Darnell?
Don't get the
look.
Door.
Look.
We'd like to know if the incident you just heard began to feel unreal the longer it went on. Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and let us know what you thought. Why would Calvin stay friends with Darnell? Just dial 03-23-22-6909 and let us know why you think Calvin would stay friends with Darnell.
Strong déjà vu can often be preceded by a feeling of nausea. Take note if you're feeling nauseated right now. If you're at home, clench your stomach muscles. I'm going to count slowly backwards from 25. Count along with me in your head or out loud. When I reach 20, please temporarily turn your radio off or change to another station. Count along with me in your head or out loud until you reach zero. When you reach zero, return to this broadcast for additional information. 25 24 23 22 21 20 19 18 17 16
I guess in times when I'm more anxious, I can feel like that. Like the reality doesn't feel real for little moments in time.
I think that's how I live my life. I think when I'm scared or like even I'm not aware that I'm scared, just I lose the sense of where I am or to the action that I'm doing. And then I just go to different places.
I don't remember any of the specific ones. And I know that it used to happen like much more regularly. I think like when I was a child, it would happen more. And I feel like maybe it's been a little while since I've experienced it.
It can happen that you do something, but I don't remember a real situation in a way. But that you have the feeling that you are thrown back in time and that you unconsciously know what will happen next. But you really doubt at the same time. It's a really strange experience, as if you were outside of yourself.
Un oiseau qui s'est posé sur ma tête. Je l'ai jamais vu. J'ai dit, oh, incroyable. Un petit moineau. En fait, je l'ai recueilli, il était coincé, j'ai recueilli, j'ai fait s'envoler. Il est parti, et hop, il est revenu, il s'est posé sur ma tête.